The heat wave that hit Europe this summer was dangerous for some and just downright uncomfortable for everyone else. But for vintners, growers of Europe's fine wines, it was a blessing. Ulrike Baum is the exports manager for the German Wine Institute in Mainz, Germany. She says grapes love hot weather.
You should see the grapes. They look so healthy. They look like models lined up for a big fashion show. So it's really, really, they're really cute right now.
Tell me, what exactly happens to grapes when temperatures climb above normal?
That's very interesting what's happening with the grapes. You know, they're a little bit smaller than normal because they are not so filled with water as they normally are. And that's perfect for producing wine because now all these aromas are concentrated. So you really get a very concentrated and very tasty wine.
Europe has had a whole string of very good years, and that's been true in Germany as well. I have here with me a 1999 Riesling from the Mosel-Suruwer area.
Oh, what a wonderful choice.
This is it's a cabinet wine. Let's see, Scharzhofberger is the maker.
That's really a perfect choice, especially for temperatures like today.
Well, now, when I'm pouring it out, you tell me what made 1999 a good year.
Oh, 99, the weather was always quite good. So we had concentrated grapes, not as good as it is right now. But there was a very long ripening period, which is good because the longer the wines or the berries are on the wine, the longer they get aromas out of the soil and they produce more, the higher sugar content. So we really have to expect something fruity, with a little bit of citrus aroma. It's now 1999, it's now 4 years old, so you might always feel a little bit of petrol-y aroma.
A little bit of what?
Of petrol aroma, which is a good sign of aging Riesling.
Petrol? You mean like gasoline petrol?
Yeah, it's the same term we use, but it doesn't taste like gasoline, you know?
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
No. It's a wonderful aroma, and all the Riesling lovers, they like it.
I'm going to taste this wine, and leaving aside the decadence of drinking wine at this hour of the morning, hold on 1 second while I see. That's very good. It's very good. It's sweet and dry at the same time.
Yeah, and the sweetness is because the grapes are so ripe, and that will be the same with 2003.
I wonder what other factors are crucial. What does it take to make a successful crop? Can you declare 2003 crop a success, or does something else have to happen?
You should only talk about the success when the wine is in the cellar and has started fermenting, first of all, because we're waiting still maybe another 4 weeks to harvest it, so a lot can happen.
Like what?
I don't want even to say it, you know, kind of 4 weeks of rain or something like this would be not nice. So if there is anything wrong with the ingredients of the berries, you might taste it in the wine.
Ulrike Baum is the exports manager for the German Wine Institute in Mainz. So far, so good on the weather. The temperatures in Germany dropped a little this week, but no rain yet.